We started Reish Mem Zayin. Yesterday we did Reish Mem Zayin Aleph. We were doing the sugya of the mailman. Can you give mail to the mailman? So the basic yisoy that we learned is if you are kotzeitz lo schar, you said that you're going to pay him X, or even if you didn't say the X, you just told him that you're going to take care of him, so then it's considered adai to the nafshe, and you're allowed to give him the letter even Erev Shabbos. If you're not kotzeitz lo schar, so then it depends if there's a post office in the next town. If there's no post office in the next town, the Mechaber holds that it's Aser Legamre, like the Rif and the Rambam, and ever. You can never send the mail.
If
you're not Kotzitz Oskar, now nowadays you put on a stamp, that's called Kotzitz Oskar. It's better than Kotzitz Oskar because you already paid for the service, okay? But in a scenario where he's not Kotzitz Oskar and there's no post office going to the Mechaber, Rif Rambam Mechaber, you can never send mail. Okay.
Reason being
that he's going to deliver it on Shabbos. He might deliver it on Shabbos. Now the Mishaburah clarifies that that's only if it's like a long trip, but if it's a short trip and there's no reason for him to have to, the fear is he's going to get there, he's going to do for you on Shabbos, and the person to whom the letter's supposed to go is not going to be there, and he's going to walk around on Shabbos looking for you and show the letter to people, and it's a Jewish writing, it's in Yiddish, let's say, and everyone's going to know that it's Jewish, and it looks like you sent him on Shabbos. So if he sends him in advance, it's a one-day trip, he sends them on Tuesday, Yom Shlishi, whatever, he has a few days, so then the Mishaburah says, even the Mechaber will agree that it's okay. The Ramaz make a legamre, as long as there's two brises. There's one brisa that says explicitly that on Dalet V'hei is mutter, and there's one brisa that only says on Erev Shabbos, it also doesn't say anything about Dalet V'hei. So the Rif and the Rama hold Erev Shabbos. They don't hold from the Brisa that says Dalet V'hei. They hold from the Brisa that says Erev Shabbos. But not just Erev Shabbos. It just means anytime it's possible that the person will be delivering letters from Shabbos, it's Aser. If there's no Kotzitz Lo Schar, and there's no post office. If there is a post office in town, it's okay as long as he has time to get to the next city. Get to where the city that he needs to get to. Okay, that was Sif Aleph. So Sif Beis discusses in his Naimo Shitin Lo Scharo. If he tells him he's going to pay him, he doesn't say how much he's going to pay him, or like we say in English, I'll take care of you. He doesn't tell him what he's going to give him. That's good enough. Dino Kekotzitz, because now hold on, it's Sam Chadai to Dina Yudi, because now he's rest assured he's going to get paid, even though he doesn't know how much he's going to get paid. And over the day, Katarach, he's not considered to be working for the Jew. He's working for himself to get that promised payment. Aval bestam. But if you don't tell him you're going to pay him, avishesh b'day to yishit in the sky, even though he's assuming you're going to pay him, but if you didn't make him comfortable with that, then it's going to be aser. Because lo sam chadayte, then he's not rest assured. Ubedisol katarach, and he's assumed to be working for you, not for the money, since you haven't guaranteed that he's going to get money.
Difference between working for somebody, working for the money. Everybody's working for somebody's working for the money.
Right. So that's what we tried to explain earlier. This came up. This has come up in the past. When you tell him that you're going to pay him, and you're not telling him to work on Shabbos, and you don't really care if he works on Shabbos, so he's doing the job. He can do the job whenever he wants. He can even do the job on Shabbos. Let's say, when I pay you $10 an hour, okay, and now you're working on Shabbos, okay, well, we're going to get there, but that's already more, it's more, are you getting paid for the job, or are you getting paid per hour type of thing? We're getting paid for the job, so I'm doing a job. It's my job. I want to do it because I'm getting paid, and I'm doing it for the Jew. It's my, kind of like my
choice to do it now.
Something I've taken upon myself to do, and I want to do it now because I can do it whenever I want. As opposed to the other way, when you're an hourly worker, you're assumed to be working for the person more than for the job, because it's not really a job, it's punch hours. And if those hours on Shabbos, it's a problem. Yeah, the chilek is not so. Okay, so that's a base. Even if you don't tell him, but you're paying him, that's also going to be okay. Now, so we said that there's two braises, and the Rif of the Rambam aser, if there's no kotzei tzchar and there's no beit doar, then it's always going to be aser. And the Rosh and the Rama was makel in his lashon v'yesh lismoch alayu im tzrich in the kach, that on Wednesday or Thursday is okay. The Ran has a compromise between those two opinions, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to go with that Ran. And Shulchan Aruch already went with the Rambam in the Rif. Let's see what it says in Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Im scharo li yamim, devar katzuv b'chol yom, b'halichoso u'b'chazaroso. Okay, I have a letter to be delivered. I know it's going to take him 3 days. I tell you, okay, I'm going to pay you $10 a day. I know it takes 3 days. I'm going to give you $30. I don't tell him when to go. I don't tell him he has to go on Shabbos. He can go Wednesday, he can go Thursday, Friday, take a break on Shabbos, and go on Sunday. He can start on Sunday, go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm not telling him when to go. So Imu be'erev Shabbos is going to be aser. The kishiyot be'Shabbos nira ki'ilo hisna imo kach. It looks like I told him to go on Shabbos, even though I did not tell him to go on Shabbos. So this is already like a quasi case. You're sort of paying for the job, but not really, and you're sort of paying him per day. It's more like you're paying him per day. I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. It's not like the secretary that comes in is supposed to come in on Shabbos. So let's see Mishurus of Katan Gimel, Yud Gimel. Im Schor Liyamim, Ratzon Dashi, Tan Leabu Katzatil for Erev Shabbos. If you Kotze Toschai, he can give it to him even Erev Shabbos, as long as he's out of your house before Shabbos. Hainu Kishu Kotze Toschai Katzuv Ba'ad Pulazo. Oh, you're delivering a mail for me? Here's 50 shekel to deliver this letter. Then, Azad, I did the Nafshi of it, he's doing it for himself. Below Minka Klal, it's not recognizable at all. Shaha Malacha, Nasis B'Shabbos, B'Shlichas Yisrael. The Malacha that's being done on Shabbos is not recognizable at all that it's my Shlichas that I sent him. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, do it tomorrow. When I phrase it that way, I have a 3-day job for you. It's going to take you 3 days. I'll give you $10 a day. Hopefully there's other things to do there. Otherwise it's very cheap labor. You hire him for days. You tell him how much you're going to pay him per day. I don't care if he goes on Shabbos. I didn't tell him which 3 days to go. So he's really doing it for himself. These are the 3 days that are convenient for him. It's convenient for him to go on Saturday. Okay, that was it to do with me. Ulefichach odiv milo kotzitz klal, and therefore it's better than not being kotzitz at all. And in this case, mutter b'dalvei afadas ha-machaber. I mean, the machaber holds, if you're not kotzitz at all, then he can't give him a letter, not Thursday, not Wednesday, not Tuesday. Over here, it's like an in-between kind of case, and therefore, even according to the machaber, you're allowed to give it to him on Wednesday or Thursday, but not on Friday. Mikomakom kishasoch or be'erev Shabbos, but when you give it to him on Friday, that's already usher. The kev and shiot take him Shabbos. He's going right out on Shabbos. Nira kielu hisli mokach. It looks, it's like a Mara sign. It looks like you told him to do that. Uver shlichusa holech. It looks like he's going on your shlichos. Mi'acha shenosnu schar ba'adayom. You're paying him per day, and then one of those days ends up being Saturday, being Shabbos, because that's when he's going. So be'erev Shabbos is aser. Mishvusiv kati yedalad of yom chamishi. It's going to be mutter. Now uladas haramah le'el ba'agon sif aleph. If you look kotzas klal, it's going to be mutter yom chamishi, because the Ramah said that it's only erev Shabbos. The whole iser only applies in erev Shabbos. It never applies on Tuesday or Wednesday based on that brisa. But the mechaber didn't go that way. So for the mechaber, there's a chiddush over here. It's mutter on Wednesday or Thursday. The Ramah doesn't need this, because for the Ramah it's mutter anyway Wednesday or Thursday.
According to the
Ramah, even if you're not, kotze, it's Friday, it's also everything else is mutter.
But on Friday, if you are kotze, it's also green.
Yes, as long as he came. Where does he have to get? Do you have to get?
As long as you don't count.
Yeah, right. If you're kotze, he has to just get out of your house before Shabbat. Okay, that's Sif Gimel. Okay, so it's kind of like, it's like, it's sort of kotzeitz, not really kotzeitz. The mechaber will allow it on Tuesday, Wednesday, because it's a mini kotzeitz. And the Ramah anyway allows you Wednesday, Thursday, so there's no chiddush here for the Rambam.
Well, maybe because he needs to tie in 3 days. He needs it for 3 days.
Yeah, but the Rambam holds that if you're not kotzeitz, they can go out on Thursday. So is this, you're saying this is worse, not worse than not being kotzeitz, is it? The assumption is not worse, right? The Mechaber holds it's better. I know.
What's the difference?
The yom is like you're telling him almost like this day when you go, this day when you go, this day. So it looks like almost like you're telling him to go on Shabbos.
He understands that it's better. It's better than being cooked at all. Okay, Sif Dal based on a Maria Buhav. The Maria Buhav says, let's say the guy does it for free. Okay, so Maria Buhav said, if a guy is doing it for free, why is he doing it for free? He's doing it for free because he owes you a favor, basically. Either he owes you a favor or he's expecting a favor. Let's say he owes you a favor. You ready? You did something for him, he wants to pay you back with a favor. And therefore, it's as if you were kotzeitz, so even though you're not paying him. Because he obviously got something, or he wouldn't have done it. We have Gemara, there's Gemara Megillah, there's different Gemaras that talk about a matana. A person wouldn't give you a matana unless they got something from you. Now, what about if you're giving him a matana because something you're hoping for the future? That's already not so posh, because there's no guarantee. He might butter me up, and give me something because he's expecting and hoping and wants something from me in the future. But I don't have to give him that thing in the future. So that could be like the case. That could be worse. That could be like the case where he's expecting you to pay him, but you didn't tell him you were going to pay him, and you may pay him, and you may not pay him, but he doesn't really know. But they don't say, they assume the matana is not going on the future, matana is going on the past. Even, I don't know why not. I don't know why we don't say, well, maybe he's expecting something in the future. And he may not get what he wants in the future. I don't know. But it's going on the past. So the Shulchan Aruch understands this kapashtus. Let's see, that's Sif Dalid. Im ha-goy molech ha-ksav b'chinam. He takes it for free. Afilu nosan lo be'erev Shabbos mutter. Even if you give it to him in Erev Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. Sharei ha-goy me'ilav u'osazeh. He's doing it on his own. Ve'inu el ha-chzik tov of the Yisrael. He's doing it la-chzik tov of the Yisrael. Kibel mi menu. Because of something, the assumption is that he got something from you in the past. And this is kind of his way of paying you back, and therefore it's as if you already paid him. Vavile ki'ilu kotzatz. Now the Ramah doesn't like it because this is very similar to not being kotzatz schar at all, and therefore, so the Darkei Moshe in Reish Nun Beis says that this is usser. And then he's kind of bothered by this, and he comes up with some compromise and wants to say it must be. I think he's saying it within the Ma'ari Abuhav. It must be what the Ma'ari Abuhav really means, because it's against all the poskim, because this is not being kotzeitz. So not being kotzeitz is also. Must be what it really means is when the guy initiates and he approaches you and says, oh, hi, I'm going to the other town. Can I do something for you? But if you ask him to do you a favor, he can't be going so far. So the Rama has this chiluk. So Rama says, Hagav yesh cholkin, it's really the kol she'osa b'chinam is also. Because chinam is, he's expecting, he wants schar, and you didn't give him schar. V'tov lahachmir, ava b'mokum, sh'agoy matchilim ha-yisrael, lo mashiach lo b'chinam, where the guy approaches the Jew and says, I'm going there, well, not I'm going there anyway, because that's the next case, but he says, do you need something in the other city? I want to do you a favor. So then for sure he's doing that. Why is he approaching you and initiating? Because he got something for you in the past, and if you already paid him and you already coached, it's either Katsus or Sky, you already paid him.
Yours says Shekibel?
Yeah, what does your Rama say?
Sheyakabel?
What does yours say? Shekibel or Sheyakabel? Shekibel. What does yours say? Yours is mine. Shekibel. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, I have to look at Fancy Friedman, see what he says. I don't remember seeing a chilik.
These are mirrors,
not usual. Right. Okay, now. So the Mechaber goes to the Mari Beirav, Pasha said it's okay. The Ramah says, Yesh Cholkin, V'tov L'Achmir. Mishnah Berurah points out, Sifkat on Tezvav. He's not forcing him. He's interested in doing it for you. He's doing it for you because he wants to do it for you because you already did something for him in the past. V'tov l'hachmer. He named Miloshin as a mashmer. Drag tov l'chosh adezu. Sounds like you don't have to be machmer. It's tov l'hachmer. V'chein b'taz. Mashmer the dayter k'dei rishona. The taz has like this mamanashah. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And if it works, it works. And I don't care who initiates. That's a very... that's what taz for. Ava b'dake emotion some rational days, which is the source for this Ramah. That is, you know, whatever. The Darki Moshe is the Ramah. Mashu the Daituk Yesh Chokin. Over there he speaks very stark and sounds like he is from the Chokin. V'chein b'levush, v'al yirabes, v'mezeh, mashu da'asa b'chinam. So it's interesting here, the Ramah sort of takes a much weaker stand. He's very stark over there. That's Aser. Here it's just Tov la'achmim. The Alke Ma'anachon should be choshish for the Machmirim. And therefore, Sheikzavov, even though he's doing it b'chinam, give him a little something. Shakes of a kapana is done what I've worked there. I'll give you a couple of shekel. Vave kikotzats given shikiba love, she is a schoro, vechen kosa, vechai odom. Now that's when the Jew initiates. But if the guy initiates, that's when the Rama is Mekel, and he agrees with the. That's where he assumes the Mariba Rav is talking about, and then he'll agree with the Mechaber. He's the guy is anyway going to the other town. Then it's going to be mutter the gamer. He's not going for you, he's going for himself. Not so poshut, says the Mishabur. Mishabur Sigatun Yitzayin. First of all, Vim Yodea Shem Marba Derech Bishvilo. If he's going to go out of his way for you, it's going to be awesome. Well, it's only in a case when it's going to be Asa. Not in a case where it's close to Zilschar, and not in a case where, right, according to Ramah, where he went on Thursday, right. B'chol gadim, Mishabrissiv gadim yuchez, hainu. Afilu lo kotza titain lo schar, ele bestama. The kaimelon besif alev that it's Asar. The Asar shlocha yadu k'shein kavu abeda. There's no post office there. There's no kotza zilschar. I don't know why the post office is going to have. Or maybe, meaning, it's not our post office where you can't just hand the letter to the post office necessarily. It's he can go to the town anyway, even though he's not an official mailman, and give it to the post office over there to deal with for you. We're afraid Shema lo yimtzeinu bebeis, so maybe he won't find the Jew at home, and then he'll go looking for him on Shabbos. Afilachi, in this case, is going on his own. Sharinan kan, we're out there. Kevin she'ein agoy holech b'shichuso. He's not going for you. He's going for himself. El shmeat holech l'sham ubevadai. And therefore, if he doesn't find the guy, he's not going to go looking for him. Im lo yintzeinu lo yichapes acharav. I guess the more responsibility he has, the more likely he's going to go looking for the guy. V'davkum yeshus l'higia sham be'odyom. Only if he can get there before Shabbos starts. If it's Erev Shabbos and he can't get there in time, if I'm yeshus l'higia sham be'odyom, asra apazeh. Why? Da'av da'li chasu v'shal atzmahu. Even though, yeah, he's walking there for himself. Mikomako mashin nose ha'michtavu b'shal Yisrael. But the carrying of the letter on Shabbos is for you. So that's a problem. Only if he can get there before Shabbos. V'da. Delitin lo b'Shabbos. If you're giving it to him on Shabbos, it's also the kuliyama. Afilu b'holech me'atzma. Even if he's going on his own. V'afilu kotzat zol schar me'od yom avorzah. Even though you spoke to him about it on Friday. Can't give him the letter on Shabbos. I vaguely remember seeing some people, I don't know, in America mail comes on Shabbos. And there are some people, I don't know, we didn't have this in Queens, but in other places, they put outgoing mail in like the slot so that the mailman takes the outgoing mail and he puts in the incoming mail. Long Island, they do that. So that's a problem to do on Shabbos. Because then you're telling him to take it on Shabbos. You can't leave it there on Shabbos. Aside from the fact that most, I don't know if all mail, but most mail is muksa. Or much of mail is muksa. Checks and bills and all that stuff is for sure muksa. But even if you put it in before Shabbos, but he's not coming till Shabbos, he's taking it out of your slot on Shabbos, that would seem to be a problem.
How about putting it into the communal mailbox on Erev Shabbos? But then he's anyway taking everything else with him. You're adding yours on there.
Yeah, but that's kotzitz oschar. And that he could take on Friday, before Shabbos. He could take it, he's not going to, but he could.
Right before Shabbos.
Well, but that he's taking from your house on Shabbos. That's a problem. If you take it from your house on Shabbos, that it looks like you're basically asking him to do that on Shabbos.
He already emptied the box.
You're saying he could do it before Shabbos?
He already emptied the box on Friday, and then
right.
You're putting it in.
I think that's what we're saying is mutter, because he could do it, he's just not going to. But when he takes it out of your mail, out of your private property on Shabbos, that looks much worse. When you put it in the box, so he's taking the mail. You didn't tell him to take it. And nobody knows it's your mail. It's a Jewish mail. It's not from the Jew's house. What do you think, Reb Naftali? That would seem to be okay. You're saying even from my house, right? He could, but he didn't. So now when he takes it on Shabbos, it looks problematic.
My time?
Yeah. The leitin of Shabbos also comes from the Chokhmah Atzmo. Even if you go to the Shabbos Yom, now I can also leitin the Geret al a post b'Shabbos. You can't give mail to the man on Shabbos. U'me'erev Shabbos mutter al a post havi tomi kotzatz, because it's always kotzatz. Va'afim eino da'afim eino b'shalim kan mikamokum mitzolos ha'mishin nishtachlo. They had like a call collect. They send the mail collect. If you didn't pay, the guy who got it had to pay for it. Okay, now he says it's also afil b'makom shi'esh eruv. So that I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure why, except that on, he could be taking out of the Magen Avraham talks about taking out of the Tchum, other posting also taking out of the Tchum, and he's probably going to take it to a place, he's going to take it out of the Eruv, I guess, is what the problem is. Meaning there's no problem, the problem is not in the transaction, this second it's going from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachad, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or Carmelis, because it's an Eruv, I assume the problem is more what he's going to do with it. Even if you give it to a guy to give to the mailman, it's going to be a problem. Ach, we said yes, but Malcolm has to go. So I'm not sure if the shvus here is the guy to guy, Amira the Amira, or he's saying the whole thing here is only Midrabanan anyway. All Isser involved is Midrabanan. The Amira al-Akum is the Rabbanan, and then the guy, whatever he's going to do with it, is also the Rabbanan. Either he's going to carry in a Karmelis, or he's going to carry in a place where there's an Erev, he's going to go to Chutz L'Tchum, or all the Rabbanan. But I'm not sure. So Shvus to Shvus B'makom Seh, there would be Mutter. Right here, he's talking about Afil Adei in Yudi also Dabar Zeh. Hold on. Vishalob makom hefsid yesh lahachmer fil be'erev Shabbos shelo liten the goy ha'igeret shu yiten oto ala post b'Shabbos. Sounds like he's talking about shvus to shvus is a double goy. Afil b'katzot shem yachim elachto on Shabbos, because he's telling him to do it on Shabbos. No, we're talking about on Shabbos. I think it's on Shabbos. Shlo b'makom hefsid yesh lachmer afilu be'erev Shabbos shlo yitein legoy ha'igeret shiten oto apost b'Shabbos. I'm giving it to a guy to put, give it to the mailman on Shabbos. So then I'm telling him to do it on Shabbos. When I give it to him on Shabbos, it's like telling him to do it on Shabbos. Yeah, the guy is giving. The post is the mailman.
The mailman or the place or whatever?
Whatever, it's the mailman. Okay, the Sivav. Mi shiyesh lo sacher ein yudi l'shana ayoser osu l'shalcho erev Shabbos b'igeret. Humiu m'loscho rak l'shichos igeret yesh matik m'shvodel reish mandalhe. Reish mandalhe v'machokes Rambam ra'i. Vid Rambam holds that his kotzitz oschar and he's not working consistently, just occasionally, and therefore it's going to be mutter. The Ravid held it's still going to be usher. Then the Rama over there said, but if he's your like personal assistant for everything, since you always need him, so then it's going to be usher. So that's why he says over here, if it's only for letters and occasionally you have letters, so it's going to be mutter. But if he's your personal assistant, he's always helping you and there's always stuff to do, so when he works on Shabbos, he's helping you because now he's available on Sunday, so that's going to be usher. That's not called kitzitza. Now, why, according to the Ramah, there's always only a problem Erev Shabbos. But according to the Mechaber, there's a problem the whole week. So why is it only us Erev Shabbos? According to the Mechaber, it should be us the whole week. Because this is a kind of kitzitza. Based on the Rambam over there, it's a shtickel kitzitza. Mr. Bir Aloch explained. Okay, we probably should stop. Okay,
I'm not a chiv anymore. Somebody
yeah.
else want to die?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get
okay, so we can continue until they start. Okay, look at the Bir Halacha. Lashon Hatam the Afshu Kotzitz Lo Scharo Avur Kol Hashana. You're paying him for the year. That's not called Kotzatz. The Iker Timer the Ketzitza. When you give him a set price, Manim Shundain Lishon Nafik Minim. He's like, because the Jew doesn't care if he does on Shabbat, does on Sunday, does on Monday. The Lo Yaseb Yom Zay Yaseb Yomacher. The Ain Yudi Adait the Nafshu Over the Mar Lahash Lemalachto. The guy is working on Shabbos for his own benefit. Aval Binyan Zay Sheusachul L'Cholam Lachas. He's working for you. For he's your personal assistant to do whatever you need. So you're going to need him tomorrow. So therefore, the Jew is benefiting when he does on Shabbos. Then came Arviach Yisrael Melechas Tagai b'Shabbos. Vareu Kishlucho Lazeh. Lufize Hayelo Lamechaber Laasaf Yom Yom Rishon. The Mechaber holds it's also Yom Yom Rishon below Katzat Tekin Sif Aleph. Elam Yishim Desor Azu Dezelo Choshev Kekatzat Lopsigilei Kokach. But it's not so posh that this is low kikotzatz. Like the Beis Yossi says over the Reish Mem Dalet, the Kamis Mzeh, the Chaim, some of Zeh Yesh Matir, so he relies on the Ramah, on the Rush, on the Ramah of Sif Aleph that before Friday is going to be Mutter because it's not so posh that it's not, if it's Marish not kikotzatz, also the whole week according to the Mechab. But it's a Shnickel kikotzatz, and therefore it's going to be good not on Shabbat. Real kikotzatz is good on Friday. It's not real kikotzatz, so it's not good on Friday, but the Mechab will allow it, even the Mechab will allow it on Wednesday or Thursday.